Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we want to talk about the internet celebrity in Chinese. We have one internet celebrity, Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好.
你好。
Right, internet celebrity. This is quite like a modern phenomenon. And of course, there's been the internet around, and then, but because of the new social media and the sharing mechanism, we have a lot of celebrities around. We call them 网红.
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 Yep, 网 is the net, and basically it's just an abbreviation of the internet. And its original shape was really the physical net for fishing, for catching the insects and anything netting with a netting shape. We say 网.
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 It's a third tone, so we go down first and up. 网.
网.
Yeah, so that's the first word, internet. And then 红, it's actually not celebrity. 红 means red.
红.
The red color. Yeah, 红.
红.
红 is the red color. And the internet red color, in this case, that actually mean that the person who is very hot and the person who is very famous on the internet. So 网红.
网红.
Yeah.
Now, I know that the word 红, red, has been used to describe either people or things that are popular,
yep,
for quite some time.
Yep.
Do you know where that originates from? Why particularly is the word 红 used?
It's just a convention. So, for example, if we want to say, hey, this person is a major mega star, then we say, oh, the person 很红, 很 means very much, is very red. The person is very red. Actually, that means the person is very successful and very famous. 很红. And we can say this song has been 很红, and this person 很红, or this type of pancake store, sometimes in Asia, I think that's the same in everywhere in the world, this type of new tacos, it's a very 红, 很红, that means it's very popular and trendy.
Interesting. So it's important to know not just the meaning of the word 红, but also the kind of cultural meaning of it as well then. Otherwise, if you just translate it directly, you might think if a person is 红, in English, you might think they're embarrassed or they're sunburned.
Yep.
Or
someone sunburned or blush. And then in this case, yeah, the traditional historical meaning for red has always been something auspicious and something worth celebrating.
Yeah.
And so red color was like for the wedding, the ancient Chinese wedding, everything red, or anything worth celebrating, that, oh, someone got promoted as the head of the province. Everything is red. So red is the good meaning to represent something auspicious and something popular.
Right.
Everybody wants. Yeah. So 网红 is the internet celebrity. And then if normal person like me, I'm just an internet citizen. I can say I'm the 网民.
Okay, you're the 网民.
Or 网友.
网友.
Yeah, 民 is the population and 友 is the friend. So I could call myself, I'm a 网友.
网友.
Yeah, 网友, a cyber friend.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you often hear on the news here, they'll talk about the reaction of 网友 to some news. And basically it just means all the comments that people have left on social media about a particular topic.
It's probably a very different type of journalism. If you read the broadsheet newspaper in Taiwan or China, you often hear the journalists were commenting on, okay, on the internet, people have such and such rumor. And this is not really news in a way, because a proper journalism, you need to find the real source and you need to validate the facts. And you can't just say so-and-so said what. And the internet people said what, and then you then make it credible. It's just not possible. But then I found that sometimes I read the news, they will say, oh, the net people say this.
Yeah. It's like that's the new survey of public opinion, is the 网友 say something about something. Very interesting.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think actually there's quite a debate about the 网红 as well, because 网红 is... it's almost seen as being people that have gained popularity through doing something that is often not very professional. So just by talking to their camera or, you know, doing kind of advertising makeup products or something, but lots of people get interested. And then as soon as they have a following, then people...
The product placement?
That's right. Then they become a celebrity in their own right. So there's this kind of almost like a conflict at the moment I see in the entertainment scene, I guess globally, certainly in Asia, between the artists who try to focus on, be it their music or their acting, as their professional skill, but realizing that if you want to keep up with the trends and stay hong, if you want to keep hong, then you almost have to embrace the Wang Hong way of doing things, of constantly releasing content on social media.
Okay, personally, I'm actually very open-minded about this, and I think Wang Hong phenomena is actually quite healthy, and we can learn all sorts of things. For example, I was watching like ACL surgery operation, and then because of a lot of doctors, they uploaded their surgical procedure on YouTube, and I could learn how that was done. And then another celebrity, he went through the same procedure, and then he shared how he did the rehab.
Wow.
And I learned how to do rehab from that. So I don't think they're selling anything, and then product endorsement or product placement, inevitably there's a cost associated for any production. So I wouldn't say they are more professional or less professional. I think that's just the phenomena when we have the internet, which democratize production of the content or production of the knowledge. I think it's actually quite healthy. And through the natural selection, good stuff will sustain more likely than bad stuff. Then eventually, good content will continue growing. But at the same time, you see a lot of cat videos. They are not, as you mentioned, not professionally produced, but they provide certain amusement to the society. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, certainly a very interesting trend, which forces the whole entertainment scene to kind of re-examine their ways of doing things.
Yeah.
So I think the Wang Hong generation has been a big challenge actually for the whole entertainment scene.
Yeah, I think it's for everybody, especially in the olden days when a lot of distribution channel, especially for artists or for musicians, the record labels, there were limited record labels and limited opportunities with limited resource. And now with your iPhone, your smartphones, and with a mic, everybody can do their own production semi-professionally.
Yeah.
So I think that actually provides more opportunities for not only for Wang Hong, for normal people. Teachers can share their curriculum online with other teachers or with students. And then people who have some knowledge, some experience to share, or they experience something they recorded on their home video, they can share with the world. So I think Wang Hong thing is inevitable and it's probably quite healthy.
Mm. Yeah, it's a very interesting take on it.
Right, great. Thank you so much, Josh. Today we talk about internet celebrity, Wang Hong. And when we say 网络, that means the internet. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Josh.
再见, 小兰。